Hello and welcome to the Creative Shift podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about coming from behind in business. So not to be cheeky, but at this time of year, whether you're coming up to the year end or maybe just a quarterly target, you might be behind the pace. You may have a target to reach, a turnover level, a profit level, a sales target, a number of users to sign up type target that you haven't reached. And you might be at the point where you haven't got much time, but there's still time to do something. And often at this time of year, particularly about 4 or 5 years ago, I would go into a sort of flat spin panic. I would desperately try and just revive any moribund or half-assed sales idea. I'd start picking the phone up and harassing people who basically had already told me it was no. And I would run around a bit like a headless chicken. And you know what? None of that really worked. And recently, I changed my strategy. I stopped doing that quite so much, not least because it didn't work, but also in not working, it just left me feeling dejected, defeated, and just really unhappy about what I was doing, being in business for. And I got some interesting inspiration from an unusual source. And that was from the world of sports psychology. It's not unusual for athletes who are running a race to be lapped, to be overtaken by another competitor. And they literally have to come from behind, get a surge of energy, and apply that to surging forward and making the finish line. And actually, what I didn't realise is that athletes actually have a technique for practising that. And then once they're on the track, they actually, they put themselves in that position deliberately so that it's not unusual or unknown to them when it happens in competition. And what they do is they learn how to channel their adrenaline properly. You see, when I was behind the pace with my sales targets or with income targets, what I would do is the adrenaline that caused would just make me feel out of control, desperate, a bit defeated. And that can happen with athletes too. And what they learn how to do is to transfer the adrenaline rush into their body and muscles as an effective way to increase their speed and their power. And the really great thing about this is if they do so habitually, if they become really skilled at it, that becomes an automatic reaction in competition. So the basic technique has two components. It's about feeling and recognizing that natural rush of adrenaline, and then imagining that adrenal energy flowing into your muscles and feeling powerful and strong. Now, obviously, you won't necessarily do that in a business situation. But I suppose what I wanted to say was, if you stay calm and assess the situation, you can just make some more savvy decisions, maybe sit back and think of other ways of hitting the target you need. If you panic, sprint ahead, expend lots of emotional energy, you may just end up sabotaging yourself. So, a big component of athletes' training is visualization. Imagine that you have a new solution. Imagine some things that you can do that will be effortless, that will just tip you over, maybe look at it from a different angle. Say you have a sales target or a profit target. Is there another way that you can make this target? Can you, for example, cut back costs? Can you think of a way of doubling up a particular product so that it works in two contexts rather than one? Rather than simply doing more of what you did before that hasn't worked, but faster and in a more urgent way, what can you do differently? You can simulate this. You can visualize feeling panicked and then turning that panic into productive, innovative, or genius thinking. Sometimes I actually just tell myself to switch on my inner genius. It's kind of ironic. Well, it's hugely ironic, actually. But just reminding myself that I need to think smarter, not do more, is sometimes really helpful. So, if your target is far away, but there's still some time to make a difference, just take a pause. Think about what else you might do to remedy your situation, and then use the adrenaline to increase your speed and power of thought and the flexibility of your reaction. And you'll probably end up further ahead than if you simply run around like that headless chicken.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Shift podcast. Join us next time for more insight, conversation, and opinion. Bye.